Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a deep plunge into something really foundational for any modern business: how data actually transforms organizations. You know, it's easy to think of data as like just numbers on a spreadsheet.
Right.
But it's really the core engine. It drives every smart decision, every strategic pivot, every innovative leap. But here's the thing: unlocking that power, truly making data work for you, it isn't just about collecting it.
No. Not at all.
It demands cross-functional teams, and they need incredibly clear roles and responsibilities. So our mission today is to, well, peel back the layers on how leading data-led organizations actually structure these teams. What specific responsibilities does each group hold? Sometimes they're surprising. And critically, why seamless collaboration is the ultimate differentiator.
It's so important, because without these really well-defined roles, data, well, it doesn't just get underused. It often becomes siloed or misinterpreted, or sometimes even worse, completely untrusted.
Right. And that hesitation.
That hesitation alone can just cripple crucial business decisions. The goal here, it isn't just about assigning tasks. It's about cultivating a culture, really. A culture where every team actively contributes to creating genuinely actionable intelligence, ensuring data flows smoothly, you know, from its raw form all the way to, well, to real-world execution.
Okay, let's unpack this then. If we're talking about the absolute bedrock, the foundation for everything else, we have to start with the data engineering team, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sound like the unsung heroes, the infrastructure builders. Can you give us a bit more detail on what their day-to-day really looks like beyond just, you know, building pipes?
Absolutely. Yeah. Building pipes simplifies it a lot.
Yeah.
The data engineering team, they're responsible for designing, building, and crucially maintaining robust data pipelines. And these aren't just simple conduits. They're complex, often automated end-to-end systems. They ingest, transform, and load data from all sorts of different sources.
What kind of sources?
Oh, everything. Think real-time customer clicks on your website, nightly sales reports, maybe from an old ERP system, logs from cloud apps, anything that generates data. And they make sure this data isn't just moved. It has to be validated, cleaned, structured correctly, so it's ready for immediate use by analysts or maybe AI models.
Okay.
And here's something key, maybe something people don't always realize. The best data engineering teams, they spend less time just sort of moving data around and way more time obsessively focused on data quality right at the source.
Wow, interesting. So getting it right early.
Exactly. That focus up front, it massively cuts down on hidden waste later on. You know, like analysts spending ages cleaning messy data. It's all about building that incredibly reliable, high integrity data foundation first.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, once that foundation is solid, the meticulously cleaned and structured data is flowing. It's ready. That's when the data scientists and analysts step in.
Precisely.
Their role seems to be where the magic happens, turning those raw facts into actual foresight. What kinds of things are they really driving?
Yeah, this is where you start seeing the direct insights emerge. Mm-hmm. Their critical functions involve deploying, you know, sophisticated machine learning models, advanced AI algorithms. This isn't just crunching historical numbers. It's about building systems that learn from the past to actively shape the future.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Like, they might use classification algorithms for predictive analytics, mm-hmm. revenue forecasting, which customers are likely to churn. Or they could leverage generative AI for things like, say, personalizing marketing content based on individual user behavior patterns.
Okay.
They're also identifying complex patterns, things that might not be obvious. It can optimize business performance, maybe spotting some unexpected link between website interactions and likelihood to buy. And they collaborate really closely with product and marketing teams. They provide the deep dive analysis needed for those big, high-stakes decisions.
Mm-hmm.
What's crucial to understand is how they work together, the scientists and analysts. They ensure that both the predictive insights, what might happen, and the real-time metrics, what is happening right now, are not just accurate, but genuinely impactful. They're the ones finding the signal in all the noise.
But brilliant insights, I mean, they're only really valuable if they lead to action, right?
Absolutely. That's the bottom line.
So this brings us to the business teams. Their role seems absolutely crucial here. How do they actually use all this data intelligence? And maybe what's a common mistake you see?
You're spot on. Data is only as good as the decisions it enables. So the business teams could be marketing tweaking a campaign, sales optimizing outreach, product teams enhancing user experience. They directly leverage these insights. They're the ones looking at dashboards, monitoring KPIs, or maybe integrating data-driven recommendations right into their daily workflows. Leadership teams, too, they rely on aggregated data insights to make sure the overall strategy lines up with what's actually happening on the ground. Now, a common pitfall, you see this a lot, business teams asking for more data without really nailing down the specific business question they're trying to answer.
You're right. Vague requests.
Exactly. The most effective teams, they flip that. They start with a clear problem, something like, why did our conversion rate drop last quarter? And they work with the data scientists. Collaboratively, they define exactly what insights are needed to solve that specific problem. So they don't just consume data passively, they actively engage. They make the data come alive in what they do every day.
Okay, so we've got the engineers building the reliable infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
the scientists and analysts extracting that decision-ready intelligence,
right,
and the business teams putting it all to strategic use. But here's where it gets really, really interesting, I think, the connective tissue. The things that set the truly successful data-led organizations apart. You mentioned collaboration and also data governance. Let's talk about that.
Yes, this is critical. What genuinely distinguishes the top-tier organizations isn't just having these teams, but how they interact. Teams like data engineers, scientists, business leaders, they don't just operate in their own silos. That's the old way.
So what do they do instead?
They form integrated squads, often multidisciplinary. They come together to tackle specific business challenges. Imagine a squad focused on reducing customer churn. You'd have a data engineer ensuring the real-time customer data is flowing perfectly. You'd have a data scientist building and constantly refining the churn prediction model. And then, crucially, the marketing and customer success teams are using those predictions daily to design targeted interventions. It's a constant feedback loop, a shared objective that's non-negotiable for success.
That makes sense. A tight loop.
Exactly. And alongside this intense collaboration, effective data governance is paramount. And this isn't just about ticking compliance boxes.
Right. It's more than that.
Much more. It's about ensuring data privacy, ethical use, maintaining data integrity across the entire organization. Every team member needs to understand their role in protecting data security and ensuring its accuracy. And this is absolutely critical today, you know, for building and maintaining trust, especially in this highly regulated data-driven world. It's the framework that ensures data is not just useful, but also used responsibly.
Okay, so let's quickly recap this deep dive then.
Uh-huh.
We've explored the core pillars for becoming truly data-led. It really starts with those data engineers, meticulously building reliable, high-quality pipelines. That's foundational.
Mm.
Then you have the data scientists and analysts transforming raw numbers into predictive, decision-ready intelligence.
Turning data into insights, yeah.
Followed by the business teams who actively apply that data. They're the ones driving growth and solving real-world problems. And underpinning it all, sort of the glue holding it together and making it work, is that indispensable combination of seamless cross-team collaboration and really strong data governance. Seems abundantly clear, doesn't it? When every team understands its distinct role, but also how interconnected they are, data stops being a challenge. It becomes a real competitive advantage.
Absolutely. Which leads us to a final thought, maybe something for you, our listener, to consider. If you could break down the traditional silos, if you could redefine how teams collaborate around data within your own organization, what fundamental questions would you prioritize asking? How might that kind of strategic shift in team responsibilities unlock completely new levels of insight and ultimately competitive advantage for your business?